What's up, Ryan?
What's up? How's it going?
That's great. Yeah, we can just cut right into it, you know.
This is really cool that that you both did this on such short notice, and really excited. You're both from Chemical Rose. Why don't you introduce yourself, Ryan, and then introduce do we call him your manager, friend, Brian? What's your title?
Well, currently, right now, I'm all encompassing for these guys right now. Simply just because I believe in them. So yeah. I'm willing to do what it takes.
Very cool.
Have these guys succeed.
Well, welcome to Music City Metal again. Thanks. Nice place here, huh? See it for a party?
Yeah,
so I'm looking forward to it.
Great venue.
You guys are like a brand new band.
Very brand new.
Brand new. So tell me a little bit about how this all happened and, like, you know, what you said, how many you got? 7-8 tracks recorded in a month?
Eight.
So and, go ahead, Ryan.
It all started from another project that me, the drummer Alex, and the bass player Jay were a part of. And we were sitting there, and I called up my bass player Jay, and I was like, hey, man, you want to go to a concert? I was like, I know Alice in Chains is on your bucket list. And he was just like, dude, if you get the tickets, I'll go. And so we went out to see Korn and Alice in Chains. And I had been wanting to do the music, like, seriously for a while. And he was just kind of in it for the fun at the moment, because he was just like, I'm getting older. Like, I don't really feel like I can really do it serious kind of vibe. But he also knew that he wanted to do it serious. And then I took him to go see that show. And he goes, you want to do it seriously? I was like, yep, I really want to do this seriously. And so we asked our drummer that was in the other project if he wanted to come along, and he said, yes, I want to do this. And we spent a little time looking for a guitarist, and we ended up finding Trey, who fit in. It was awesome. Like, we goof around a lot, and it's really refreshing to have fun but know that we want this to be very serious. And so we just started going at it real fast, real hard. And we've only technically been a band for about a month and a half.
Wow.
But you've got a lot of stuff out considering that as well. I mean, even not considering that, you guys have a ton of stuff out in that short amount of time. And that just goes to show, you know, the work ethic and everything. I mean, is really there. In such a short time, you guys really put a lot together. So,
well, I can't. We're going to dig into some in a minute. So, a lot of stuff. 8 songs in a month. Plus, you know,
the making of the band. We were thinking of band names, and it was just after the show, me and Jay went into the band room, and he's like, we do our best stuff spontaneously. So we're going to sit down and we're going to write names for 30 minutes on a piece of paper, and we're going to pick from there. And he came up with a name called Amber Rose, and I came up with a name called Chemical Ego. And I was just like, wait, what about Chemical Rose? Because he mentioned that. And I was like, yeah, that's got a ring to it. I like that. And so we decided to make it Chemical Rose, which could give us the room to be a little heavy, but still be a radio-friendly name that could appeal to people.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to get
unique,
that.
It's a unique combo.
Yeah.
You know, something in your brain, you know, I'm definitely remembering it better than Brian Fairchild for some reason tonight. Brian. I called him Mike a minute ago.
We do a lot of thought, even though we're doing things fast. Though. We have a lot of thought behind what we do. Our first EP called Wake Up has Pills and Roses on the cover.
Mm.
And it's because we're trying to get across to people to wake up, or else you have roses on your grave.
Oh, wow. Well, that's heavy, man. And after watching your EPK, I mean, I don't even think we finished it, Ian. Did we listen to watching it?
We had already watched a lot of videos by that point.
Well,
we needed to get back to the task at hand.
I mean, what you're talking about. And I definitely want to get in to your vision for the band, you know, especially when the whole band is there, but we're going to talk about it after we hear this single. But how do you and Brian know each other?
Well, I worked security at Ascend Amphitheater, and he was working for another company that was rigging stuff. And I was in a different pan at the time, and I'd see him every day because I was working load in and load out, and I'd see him multiple times a day. And he was just like, hey, man, you know, I run this company. And so I've known him, 2016?
Yeah, since 2016.
Since 2016, yep. And I mean, he's been behind us for three different lineups, three different bands. Nice. He's believed in the talent that Jay and I had, and when he heard the stuff for this, I'm pretty sure that's when he was like, this is what I was thinking.
Well, I think the thing that I enjoy about this incantation of the group is, first and foremost, all four of these guys meld great together. They've all played with some phenomenal bands. They're not newbies to the industry, which is... leaves a great taste in my mouth because they take what they do seriously. Mm-hmm. I think what draws me and our company to them is the fact that they're a band with a message, and it's a serious message, mm-hmm. and it comes yeah. across in right. Every song that they do, every video that they do. They're a band dealing with issues, helping other people dealing with issues.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. Much well needed. Said. So, yeah, very well said. And now we're going to play 312. This is the older single, right?
Yes, this yeah. was our first single.
And
it was mainly written about the last 2 minutes in 310 to Yuma from the child's eyes when he lost his father.
Oh, wow.
That was the task that Jay kind of gave me to write about. So right. that's what I wrote about.
Again, yeah, heavy stuff. So Fairchild Entertainment, are you like a management company? Tell me a little bit about it and what you do.
What Fairchild Entertainment Group is, when I established, not even so much established, when I came up with the vision of what I wanted to do with Fairchild Entertainment Group was I got tired of seeing bands and artists having to go out and find a manager, a booker, a producer, an engineer, a studio, somebody that would be able to help them without having to give out all of their money. And that, because in this industry, because of the way it's changed so much, bands, especially up and coming artists, just aren't making the money. But what I decided to do was, what if I could put something under one roof that's all-encompassing, where we can take an artist or a band from inception all the way through tour, and everything's done in-house. We can produce for them. We can engineer for them. We can distribute for them. We also have video production for music videos. We have A&R reps. So that was our vision and our goal. And we've been building that since 2014.
Oh, wow.
And now it's taking off exponentially, and, it's been a phenomenal ride. So, yeah.
Well, there's so much. I mean, I was talking to Ian and Danny earlier about a couple of days ago about what a pivotal year it has been in this town, not just for metal, but you know, of course, I'm heavy into that scene, but music in general. And it's I don't know. I've seen more involvement in the city outside of country music now in a year than I did, you know, in like almost a decade, the right. earlier decade of the early 2000s. So you're like filling a much needed hole there. And that's some really good vision because, you know, I've met several new bands, and they're young, they're talented, but they're working their, you know, working like crazy to survive, yeah. have to take days off of work to, yeah. you know, to play a gig. So doing all those things and yeah. covering all those bases.
Well,
it's a great vision. And, you know, obviously I'm sure something that a band can afford.
Right.
You know, well, I would imagine, you know,
what's different. What's becoming great for us is that we're at that point right now. in the growth of Fairchild Entertainment Group is I'm actually having to write funding proposals now so I can get funding for... We're catching so many people that want to be on board with us that now it's become real for me that I actually have to do the adulting thing.
Yeah, you're like, holy God, here it comes.
You know, yeah, here
the wave's coming, yeah.
So that's been the exciting thing. So,
well, I'm pretty stoked to hear this, Ryan, and I want to play for the world.
All right.
You anything? I mean, it's about 3:10 to Yuma, great movie. You like the, you have a particular, you like the original or the remake?
I'm guilty of only watching the remake because I'm a 90s baby. I wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
And my parents were kind of strict about what I watched.
Oh,
so I was kind of
that.
Forced into like watching cartoons forever. So like most people are like, you never saw that? And I'd be like, nope.
Well,
no idea.
Let's hear 3:12. And when we come back, we're going to we'll obviously talk about the purpose of the band, and we've been kind of leading up to it. We've left that subject out. So first things first, let's hear this tune. Music City Metal, Ryan and Brian from Chemical Rose. Here's 3:12.
Alive.
312, Music City Metal, Chemical Rose, Ryan Lessard. Wow, what a tune, man.
The song is sweet, man.
I wish we could do the whole album.
Go check
out
the video if you haven't.
I got something new. Yeah, the video is excellent as well. So, played your first show last night up at the warehouse.
It was awesome. We had probably about 40 to 50 people that were there for us. There were people that even got in wrecks that still made it out to the show.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's cool.
It was really sweet. And they still made it out.
You know, that right there.
It was really sweet. It was really cool. It was,
says a lot.
It was awesome. It was a very diverse lineup. From front to back, every band put on a really good show. And it was crazy because originally that day was booked for Flaw to play there. And they backed out because something to do with their guitarist and they kicked him out or something like that. I don't know the full details, but that's what I was told. And so they were like, well, since you're inquiring about the date, you want to throw in a show? And we were like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And so we ended up getting a show earlier than I was anticipating.
So an impromptu show, and then many people came out for you. That says something.
No kidding.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, excellent. I had friends coming from like 2 to 3 hours away to come see the show. And I was so thankful that they came out because, I mean, we were prepared to play, but we didn't have like any merch for them or anything. And there was so many people and we were like, whoa. If we would have known about that, we probably would have figured out a way to get some merch or something. Because there was a lot of people that were asking for,
Is there enough time to get merch before the
show?
Yeah,
look right behind you there. You know, we're in the basement of the booth in the area, kind of the bar area and the where the music is. But right behind you there is a nice merch booth.
We are trying.
See what you could do in 10 days.
We have an idea for a
stickers maybe
hoodie that we want, and I think we really want to make this happen because everything we do, we say release the goose, RTG this or that, and so we want to get hoodies that have goose heads with our logo on them for the hoods, but. We know that's going to be pricey. So we're just working on basic shirts with the colors that we all wear underneath our lab coats. Because there's just the colors from the logo. Green, blue, purple, black. And so it's kind of, we wear the same color pants. The only thing that's really different is our shoes. But they're all black. So we come out with an outfit. And we have fun. Yeah. We engage the crowd. We want people to have fun because there's we call it the Nashville-itis. Yeah. And we're prescribing you medication to make you move because a lot of people have this tendency to stand still. So we are trying to cure it slowly. That's one of the reasons why I'm like, hey, look. Let's get them to move.
Oh, yeah, the lab coat. You showed me a video from the show last night. You have a lab coat on and kind of get into, you know, the reasoning behind that, which I really liked. But, again, the purpose of the band and what jumped out at me at the EPK, we're talking about suicide and suicide prevention. And it's something that I went through it twice in 1 year. So why don't you, let's get into that a little bit. And just have at it and share what you want to share about that and how that ties to the band.
All right. So as a group, Chemical Rose really wants to help those that are suffering through depression, anxiety, drug abuse, like alcoholism, anything that keeps them from being who they truly are. Because a lot of people like to hide behind masks. And so what we're going for is to try to help people and give them something to realize they're not going through this alone. There's always other people out there that care, that do support them, that do love them. And so when we talk about these issues inside our songs, when I write my lyrics, I tend to write from my heart, from my experiences, from what I've gone through. And I know that the other co-founder, Jay, he has been battling depression for a very long time as well. And so has the drummer and the guitarist. They've gone through depression and we've all had that moment where we thought, what if I just stopped? And we don't want anybody to have that, because I've had a lot of suicides in my life, and one in particular is one of the reasons why I keep playing music. Because when I was in high school, there was a man that was in my high school, and it was a boarding school up in New York, and I was just hanging out with my guitarist, and we were walking by him, and he was just like, "Hey, man, you guys are awesome musicians. Like, when you guys make it, let me get backstage passes." And that night, he was taking his prescribed medicine, but something clicked in his brain, and he hung himself. Mm-hmm. And so I hung on to those last words because I felt like I needed to. When he said, "I want backstage passes." So I feel like every time I get up there, like, he's backstage, and it's one of those really rough things for me, because he was only 18, and we were almost done our senior year of high school, and so that to me was the realization that I was like, this guy had faith in me back then. Yeah. I've got to have faith in what I can do to help people from that. Because it just takes the initiative to step out and reach out. Because you can say all day long, "I'll be there for you, I'll be there for you, I'll be there for you." But in reality, a lot of people say that, but they're so busy, they tend to forget they've said those things.
Right.
And so when you reach out, there's no one there to hold on to. And we want to be the people that if you contact us on our Facebook page or on our Twitter or even on our YouTube, we want to be the people that go, "Hey, what's wrong? Talk to us."
Hmm.
And we want to be there for you guys.
Oh, amazing, man. And that, it really is great. I mean, it just takes my, tugs on my heart. I mean, like I said, 3 minutes into that video and you can see and feel that passion. And I can understand how you all pumped out 8 songs in a month. You've been writing this music in your head, in your experiences for a long time, sounds like.
Jay has had a lot of things in his head. He usually writes the initial riffs guitar-wise, drum-wise, and bass. He's the bass player. And he'll share them with Trey and Alex. Excuse me. I was getting
a little vocalese here.
Yeah.
Vocalese.com.
And he's a brilliant musician. He really is. He's definitely our Ryan Martini Fieldy fusion. He is definitely brilliant when it comes to writing things. And then Trey just adds a little bit more on top of it. And then Alex is phenomenal. I mean, the dude he can play any of the instruments. So can Jay. And Trey can also play just about every instrument in the band as well. And I mean, both Jay and Alex both sing with me. They do the harmonies. And so it's just so fun. Like, there's no other way to say it, but it's fun to get out what we've had in. And he gives me free rein because he trusts my lyrical abilities. When I first write it, there's usually some hiccups and we'll be like, "All right, maybe shorten it, do something here, change the pattern." And we find the best way to make every song feel like a single, because that's our intention. We don't want it to be regurgitated the same thing over and over and over again just to fill out an album. We want it to be very present that every song is different, every song is unique, and every song had a different circumstance as to why it was written.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. I love... You know, and as far as the music itself is concerned, the extra loud bass and the riff, the bass riffs in there.
So sick.
There's always a lot of
reminded me of Korn. But no, I've heard a few songs, and we're gonna play your newest single here coming up. Come back out and continue chatting here for a minute. Next one we're playing is Parasite.
Yes.
Yeah. What would you like to say?
Ooh, so. Let's Parasite, I'm gonna do a call out on this one. Parasite was written about a man by the name of Cujo was trying to get an association with Fairchild Entertainment, and he was promising all these things, and then he started asking for like money and he was trying to make himself sound more professional than he really was, and he was a parasite. He was very much a parasite, and he was messing with our lives. He literally was trying to make us be Greta Van Fleet. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. He was saying, "Hey guys, you need to get some bedazzled lab coats. You also need to grow your hair." And Jay was
which
just
is
like,
great for you, right?
And Jay goes, "So yeah, that's not gonna work for the singer." He's like, "Why? Does he not like having long hair?" He's like, "He's fucking bald." And he was like, "Oh, we can get wigs about that." And he was trying to like, "Oh my gosh,
I can see you wearing a wig."
Like, it sounds like
I got a mullet wig. I'm not gonna lie, but he was just, and come to find out, Brian, do you want to finish the story?
Because he looks like he's got that look on his face.
Yeah, you've been looking like you've had something to say.
You know, there's like there's a name. I call them these type of people energy vampires, man.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But it goes even way beyond if it's financial. But
yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Where they prey on that. But
he also stole money from a fundraiser.
And that's what was happening. He approached my company with all sorts of, pie in the sky, and he had set up so much stuff that everything looked official, and that when you were dealing with him and that. So come to find out, we just found this out a week ago, but we cut all ties with him several weeks ago. But he lives at his mom's house. He's a wannabe, and he's just a leech. He's a societal leech that preys on people that don't think they understand what's happening in the real world. And we spotted him and called him out a while ago on it. I actually haven't broken ties with him simply for the fact that I want him to see the success of what's happening with my company and with Chemical Rose.
So sadly, those people exist, yeah.
I wrote the lyrics also to be relative to anybody that knows that kind of person, that leech, that parasite that clings on to you, that just uses you. Everybody knows somebody that uses people. And so this was our song that, because people can get sent through depression through being used so much, and then they turn into someone else. So this is our song that reaches out to those people that are suffering from people like this, creating someone else in who they are, forgetting who they are because somebody else has basically told them that they are something different than who they are.
Well, that is one hell of a song introduction right there. What do you say we do it? Coming up on the last segment of the show, we're going to get Tim Hutchins from Sidewinder, since they are on the bill right out at the booth here November 16th. They have a really cool announcement to make, but we're going to play this song, Parasite, by Chemical Rose. Come back and chat with Ryan and Brian a little bit more before we get to Sidewinder. Also, before the show is over, the NashvilleMarch.com concert schedule here in Nashville, Tennessee for the next couple of weeks. So that'll be coming up. First things first, Parasite, Music City Metal.
There's one thing that is absolutely certain, and you want to know this. You should know it and come to face with it. Come to the facts and settle this. You are going to die. You will leave planet Earth.
We're going nowhere.
Parasite, Chemical Rose at TheBoothNashville.com. Make sure you go to TheBoothNashville.com and sign up for their mailing list. Come check this place out. Isn't the vibe, I mean, the vibe here, I talk about it all the time.
Underground venue.
Oh, that's it.
Literally, yeah. Underground.
But
that's what's
it's
great
underground,
about it.
But up a notch.
Yeah.
I guess.
There's something special about
yes.
what we've got
yes.
here.
And like I said, I mean, even your parking, you have cones out there. But check out TheBoothNashville.com. We got the ugly sweater thing coming up later in December, or a show in early December. And what is the title of the metal show?
Get ready. Doing? It's about to get heavy.
Get ready. It's about to get heavy. November 16th.
It's never been so heavy here. That's the thing. Yeah. You know, it's the...
No, Ian, great great choices on the lineup. And I can't wait to see this place packed with long hairs.
Yeah,
you think
it sounds really cool,
right? Yeah. Oh, I mean, the parties have always been great here, no matter what. Everyone has had its unique flavor, but I'm looking forward to the metal show coming up. Like I said, in a little while, we're gonna have Tim Hutchins from Sidewinder's got an announcement to make, and we're gonna play one of their songs. But Ryan, we're not going to get into all of what your visions are down the road. We talked for quite a while before we started recording, and you really got some great stuff, which we'll save when you come to the Fishbowl down the road. But what is, like, in the immediate plan for the band, like, next step? And, you know, Brian, you can jump in too, since you're a big part of this. So go ahead and share with the world. Cool. And then obviously how to reach you, all that, and where your music's at.
Right now, our next step is we have somebody working on booking us a tour in Florida for January. So we've got somebody that's booking from Paris, France, oddly.
Oh, wow.
She's out in Paris, France.
Paris.
Yeah, Paris. You know her, actually.
Oh, really?
Heather. No, she worked.
I know a lot of Heather.
She worked Axis with us. But
I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
She's in Paris? She's in Paris right now teaching people how to oboe.
Oh, nice. How to oboe. Is that how you is that how you say
slightly
that?
Slightly erotic at all.
No, but she's out there working hard for us. And, I mean, we're trying to piece it together. Whether it happens with us really just being brand new, I mean, I think she can get it done. I got faith in her.
And it's not a whole East Coast tour, you know?
No, it's just like Florida, you know, and then trying to hit Atlanta on the way back. We're going to do about 7 to
totally
8
doable.
Days.
Oh, totally doable. Totally doable.
What cities?
Brian?
We're looking at Gainesville, Jacksonville, Tallahassee, Orlando, Sarasota.
Yeah, northern part, yeah, a little bit.
I moved up here from South Florida, and I know the regions pretty well down there.
Oh, nice.
And kind of once you get past Orlando into the West Palm and that area, it becomes a more of an R&B rap scene, which isn't bad at all. It just doesn't fit what these guys are about. So we're trying to keep it in an area where they're going to make an impact.
Right.
And
I mean, wow, just to get out of Tennessee right out of the gate, that's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah, and we're also going to be trying to get onto some of the bigger festivals. She's going to try to work on that too.
Yeah, we're working.
And
on
possibly
around, man.
And possibly planning some booth held festivals.
If anybody wants to check out the official Chemical Rose on Facebook, Chemical Rose Official.
Chemical Rose Official.
And then at Chemrose Band on Twitter. Just hit us up. Send us a few likes. We're literally like 4 from 1,000 in the first month and a half.
Oh, wow.
So we're pretty excited about that. And, I mean, let us know. Like,
oh, no. But Ryan, Brian, I am very much looking forward to getting to know you guys some more. We're definitely going to set up a date for everyone to come over the house. I'll cook you all a nice meal. I'm pretty good at that, don't I? When we have,
oh yeah, he yeah, always
been there for a couple, man.
The thing that's really kept us these guys is that the fishes always cook for their guests, and they don't cheap out. They're really good about that. Yeah, and food is the true way to keep someone coming, and that's why we do food here. You know, it's all about just feeding people.
Depending on when we schedule this, it might be our new house too. That'd be awesome. With a brand new fishbowl. Mary and I just bought a house, but so it might be at the new place.
On that same note, we have some other friends, we're not going to mention their names, who just got a house. So we may be looking at a soon-to-be string of house shows.
Oh, yes. Yeah, a local house show. I know what you're talking about. Scene. And I know how those guys like to release their information, but something else to stay in tune for. But make sure you check out Chemical Rose on Facebook at Chemical Rose Official. And better yet, get over here to the booth on November 16th. Get your tickets. You're going to have, are you going to sell tickets online or just at the door?
Yes, tickets will be, pre-sales will be sold online on our website.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ryan.
Thank you for having
Brian, us. Brian, it's been a pleasure with this, and I can't wait
it's always
for
fun.
The whole band to really dig in.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
Oh,
appreciate
very
you
much.
Us.
Coming up, Tim Hutchins from Sidewinder making an announcement. Be right back. Music City Metal. Mobile at the booth. Nashville.com.
All right, that'll wrap up our segment with Chemical Rose at the booth. And moving on, as promised, we have Tim Hutchins from Sidewinder on the line. What's going on, brother?
Hey, Fish, how are you?
Doing well. Recovering from a fun party the other night. I had a great time. It was just nice hanging out and getting to spend time with you guys where you weren't playing or I wasn't doing a show, and we just got to talk, and I really enjoyed it. Hanging out and getting some inside information here. And you guys have been working on new stuff. I just seen that you all were really excited on the direction that the band's going. And everyone's going to have to wait for that. I got a sneak peek, but too bad. It's not ready to be released. But you guys are on the bill on the 16th at the booth. And I'm excited about this lineup here. Chemical Rose, a great bunch of guys. We just heard them. And they were pretty stoked. They were just coming off their first show the night before, which actually you guys were asked to play up at the warehouse, but you had a party planned. And since Fish Fest, you guys have been really busy. You played, what, 8 or 9 shows since August? Is that about right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Yeah, we're really excited for the booth for sure. And Spectral Evidence, I think we actually played with it, Springwater, before. So yeah, that'd be awesome with those guys again.
Yeah, we had Hannibal Spector on the line here, and we played a little Spectral Evidence. We're going to have them full show with them after the booth, but we did get Hannibal Spector on, played a tune, and finally got Tim on the phone here. And do you want to go ahead and make a cool announcement? I also got a sneak peek at something.
Sure, yeah. So we got a music video coming out in about 2 weeks. We shot it with Austin Scherzberg. He did Sworn In's newest music video. It's for State of War.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Right.
And pretty cool. You filmed it at Josh Diamond's studio there. Beautiful place over there. You guys practice once in a while, huh?
Mm-hmm. We practice there all the time. They've been super good to us. And Spencer's always really awesome, too.
Well, what's the, do you have an actual day yet? You think you're going to have the video come out?
Not yet. We're just signing the, we had a release form that I have to just print out and send in to get it to premiere on a YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Well, sooner than later, I hope. I mean, I got to see it. I mean, I want to see it again.
It was so good.
It was excellent. And best of luck to you, Tim. We will see you next week at the booth. And say hey to Jess for me, will you?
Absolutely. You got it.
All right. Here it is, State of War by Sidewinder, Music City Metal.
Yeah.
like to say special thank you to Ian Stackhouse and Danny Shaw Ramada for hosting Music City Metal tonight at the booth. Make sure you hit up the booth, nashville.com, to get your tickets for November 16th. Get ready. It's about to get heavy. Hey, you want to make the world a better place? Commit a random act of kindness to a complete stranger.